Now the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which is about two-thirds down on the Amud, speaks about shtaros and the question of a shtar that fell. And now you find the shtar, and the question is, do you return it to its owner? And do you know who the owner is? And we've discussed in the past that the halach of shtar, to a large extent, depends upon tfisas ashtar. So if the malva is holding on to the shtar, or in the case of a ksuba, the ish is holding on to the ksuba, then the shtar is made on behalf of the tofes, on behalf of the malva against the lova, on behalf of the ish against the baal, that she can collect her ksuba. There's also a halacha of shtar shichur avodim, and if the eved produces such a shtar that says that he was granted shichur by his, we're talking about an eved kanani, by his adon, then the shtar testifies on his behalf that he's meshuchur, it's got two edim signed on it, and he's tofes the baal shtar. Same thing could apply in the case of a shtar in the hands of a lova. Now, why would a lova be holding on to a shtar? That's called the shovar. That means he pays back the malva and he gets a receipt from the malva. And he holds on to that receipt. And even if the malva were to produce a shtar milva against the lova has his shtar shovar, and that proves that he paid back. We could talk about another kind of a shtar, a shtar matana. Let's say the shtar says that so-and-so granted me a gift of a piece of karka, and if the Mekabel HaMaton is holding on to that shtar could operate as edus on his behalf. In any of the above cases, what happens if the shtar is not to be found in the hands of the Baal HaShtar, but rather the Motzi HaShtar? Somebody finds the shtar. What does he do with it? Once there's a race on the shtar, the fact that the baal shtar is not holding on to the shtar, two people could claim, each one, it's my shtar. What do we do in such a case? So the Mishnah now codifies a number of different cases, the first of which is Matzah Gite Noshim. Now let's emphasize that although Gite Noshim technically refers to a get, which means a divorce document, however, it says Gite Noshim. The extra word Noshim is added here because the word get really means a shtar. And the Mishnah wants to use a term that clearly indicates that this is a shtar that was given to a woman for divorce, and that's called Gite Noshim. Now the difference between the word get and the word shtar is really contextual. It really depends upon in what context you're dealing with. A get could actually be a regular classic shtar. In the case of Gite Noshim, we require what's called lishma. It's not enough that the Edom sign on the shtar. In other words, the shtar could have been mass-produced, it could have been manufactured, and the Edom sign on the shtar. That's not enough in the case of Gite Noshim. In any other shtar, we don't care who wrote the shtar, how it was written, what intention it was written for, etc. As long as the two witnesses are signed on the shtar, that's sufficient. The ksiva is a separate din in Gite Noshim because the Torah says v'kasav lo sefer krisus, and the Chazal derive lo lishma. The other case of a shtar that requires lishma is the case of a shtar kedushin. A shtar kedushin that says I am hereby marrying this woman and she's holding on to this shtar, that requires lishma, and that's derived from get through the famous gzereshava of havayah liyitziyah, that whatever dinim apply to a get noshim apply to a shtar kedushin. So shtar kedushin in that sense is like gite noshim; it has to be written lishma. Now, we find a shtar git. What do we do with the shtar git? So the Mishnah is going to say, Areza lo yachzi. Even though her name is written in the shtar, in this get, she's claiming it fell from her, we cannot return it to her. Why? Because we have a principle called Ein Dover Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnai. Shnai means two Eden that testify clearly that she received this get from her husband. Minayan, how do you know this? The fact that we found the shtar in the street? Maybe the shtar was prepared. The Baal commissioned the writing of the shtar. But Nimlach, he changed his mind. He decided that he doesn't want to give the shtar. He doesn't want to give the get. So you're going to be matir and eishes ish based on the fact that the Baal had an intention. All we know from the Eidim, until the point that she's holding on to the shtar, is that the Baal commissioned the writing of the get. He definitely had a hava mina to divorce his wife, that's clear. But what was his final maskana? We cannot return such a get. Which means that either she produces what's called Eide Mesira, two witnesses that saw the delivering of the get to her hand or to her shliach's hand or to her chatzer, and even though these two Eidim are what we call Eidus Balpeh, it's not Eidus Bishtar, but nevertheless, the Eidim are testifying that she received the get. Now, do the Eidim recognize the get? Lav dafka, they don't recognize the get. Two Eidim Mesiris say, we saw a get, we read the get. The get in front of our in our presence was delivered to the Isha. That's fine, she's Megureshes. So they don't have to now come up with the get and say, well, we have a siman that this is the get that he gave her. You know, there's a hole on the top left corner of the get. But in the absence of Eidim Mesira, all she could possibly have is Eide Chasima, and the Eide Chasima are only valid if she's holding on to the get. If we find the get, we don't know. Maybe the Baal decided, you know what, let's stick it out together. Now we have the same halacha in the case of Shichur Avodin. We now have an Eved who's claiming that he received a get shichur from his Adon. Maybe the Adon had at one point decided to free his Eved, but he never went through with it. He changed his mind. And once there's a reisa on the shtar, on the get shichur, now we find it in the street, there's no tefisas bal shtar, the Eved has no recourse to prove that the Baal actually delivered the get. Those two cases are pretty clear. Then we get on to Dine Momenos. Until now, we were dealing with Dine Iser Veheter. Now, when I say Dine Iser Veheter, an Eved after Shichur has a whole different status in Halacha. The Eved Knani is excluded from many different Dinim. You can't count him for a minyan. He's only Chayav Mitzvahs. Shalom Azman Grama, he's Chayav in a very limited number of Mitzvahs. But with the Get Shichur, he has a full-fledged status of a Yisrael, he's got a din of a ger, and now we can count him for a minyan, we can rely on his edus, he's chayv in all mitzvahs. This is simply a result of the fact that he received the get shichur. The Ramban has a very unique sheet, I'll mention it on the side, in Yevamos, and the Ramban sheet in Yevamos is that it's not enough for him to receive a get shichur, he needs another tefillah. And in effect, he had two tefillos. He had one tefillah in a mikvah when he became an Eved. And now he needs another tefillah after he receives the Get Shichur. And the combination of receiving the Get Shichur together with his tefillah, that engenders a full-fledged status as a ger. That's just on the side. Now he gets to something called Daitaki. So let me leave Daitaki on the side for a moment. That's the most complicated case in this Mishnah. And we'll come back to it, B'li Neder, in a minute. We have a case of Matana. A man had an idea, a Havamin as we call it, to give a gift of a piece of karka. And he commissioned two Eidim to write a shtar. Everything's wonderful except for one problem. The Makabel Matana is not holding on to the shtar. We found the shtar in the street. That creates a reisa. And now we have to assume that he changed his mind. He was nimla. He didn't go through with it, and he didn't want to give the matana. Now, if we have Edim that would testify that indeed he gave over the shtar, we read the shtar and he gave it over, then the Makabel Matana was Kone the Matana with a shtar. We don't know where that shtar is. It doesn't necessarily mean it's this shtar. It could be it's this shtar. But that's Ede Mesira. In the absence of Ede Mesira, all the Makabel Matana could have is Ede Chasima, but without holding on. Now again, what's going to be, and that's going to be the Sugya, in the cases of Gitei Nashim, Shechurei Avadim, Shtari Matanos, if the Nosein, whether it be the Baal who gives the get, or he gives the get to his Eved, or the owner of the Kark who gave the get, the Shtar Matana to them, if he admits that it didn't fall from me, it fell from him, or from her, how does that operate? Now we get to the next case. Shovrim. The Lov is claiming he paid up the Chov. Where's your proof? I dropped it. Well, we find it in the streets, but we don't know. The Malva never gave the Shtar, perhaps, never gave the Shtar over to the Lov. He had it written. He was expecting the Lov to show up on a Sunday morning and give back the money. He had the Shover prepared. There's going to be a swap. The Lova is going to give back the money. The Malva is going to give him the shtar shovar. And guess what? The Lova didn't show up. And the Malva unfortunately dropped the shtar, or so he claims. In all these cases, Hareza lo yachzir, we don't return the shtar. Why shani omer ksuvim hayu? Suvim hayu v'nimlach aleim shelo litna, and the owner of the shtar had commissioned the writing of the shtar, but he lost the shtar, he never delivered it, he changed his mind. So for example, even though the name of the Makabel Maton is written in the shtar, the name of the Isha Hamizgareshes, or the Eved Shemishtachar, is written in the shtar, but we don't know that the shtar was ever handed over to the Isha, to the Eved, or to the Makabel Matana. And then we get to wills, which is the one case that we skipped, and that's called Daitaki. Now, generally speaking, we have a parsha in the Torah of Yerusha, and a Yerusha goes automatically with the death of a person, and the estate is transferred over to his Yarshim. Again, who the Yarshim are, for that you have to learn a whole parak in Masecht Bava Basra Yesh Nochlin. However, when it comes to a Shchiv Meira, he's on his deathbed, he has the rights to change the Yerusha. That's not exactly true. He doesn't exactly change the Yerusha, but he gives gifts on his deathbed, which would in effect change the Yerusha. And that's called Matnas Shchiv Meira. The halach of Matnas Shchiv Meira is that the Rabbanim made a takana for the sake of the Shchiv Meira, the Nebuchadnezzar is about to expire, and they created a method by which he could transfer his ownership over property through something called a Shtar Daitaki. What's a Shtar Daitaki? It's a shtar that doesn't require a kinyan. Every other shtar requires a kinyan, which means you're makna the shtar by handing it over to the Makabel shtar. The Shchiv Meira is alone. Let's say there are two witnesses alone, and Nebuchadnezzar's on his deathbed, and he wants to effectuate this kinyan, but he has no one to give the shtar to, because no one's available in front of him. So the Rabbanim made a takana that the Edom could sign a shtar daitaki, and with the shtar daitaki, the essentially, the estate is divvied up based on the instructions of the Shchemira that are written and codified in this Shtar Daitaki, without a Maisa Kinyan. And this was all done to sort of calm a person down in that situation. You know, he's mentally in a state of anguish. So they arranged for a Shtar Daitaki. Now, in the case of a Shtar Daitaki, basically the Shtar Daitaki testifies to a verbal declaration. It's not testifying to a Maisa Kinyan. We don't need a Maisa Kinyan, because Divrei Shchiv Marak Yiksuvim Ukimisurim Dami. It's as if he had actually given the Kinyan. The Rabbanan created a new Kinyan. They don't think a Shchiv Marak is joking around. At that point in his life, he's quite serious. And therefore, it's Kiksuvim Ukimisurim Dami. Now we find the Shtar Daitaki. And the Chiddush of this Mishnah, which again has to be understood why, it's really counterintuitive, is that since no one's holding on to the Shtar Daitaki, we assume Nimlach Aleya, Shalo Litna. Very strange. We don't need a Mesira on a Shtar. If you need a Mesira on a Shtar, you could always say, well, let's question, did he do the Mesira, did he not do the Mesira? Maybe it was Nimlach, he changed his mind. But in the case of Shtar Daitaki, where you don't need a Mesiras HaShtar, there's no Kinyan on the Shtar, it's Kiksuvim Mesurim Dami. Very interesting that we should be Choshesh that he changed his mind, he retracted his original mandate to the Eidim in the Shtar Daitaki. That's a Pella. And that's going to be the Sugya on Daf Yud Tes, which we won't get to today, but we'll get to the Mirtz Hashem eventually. The Gemara says the following: Taima de Nimlach Shalo Litna. By the way, do you like hearing jokes in this time of the year? You know what we're going through here. A little bit of a milch. You know, Gemara says that Rebbe used to start a shiur with a milsa de bedichusa. So when I think of a Shtar Daitaki, I think of the following story. There's a person, we call him a karga, you know, in Yiddish. I mean, he's very stingy. And they've been badgering him to give, he's a very wealthy guy, to give money to this yeshiva, to that organization. And he keeps avoiding it. But Nebuch, he has a very high fever, he's on his deathbed, and they bring in the Rav of the community, and the Rav says to him, Reb Yid, you know, you're about to go into the to the world of eternal repose, you know, to the holy gates. You know, it's about time that you divvied up your tzedakah money, you know, and give it away. So this person turns to the doctor, the physician who's there, and he says to him, is this really the end? You know, so he says, look, you have a very, very high fever. There's no way you could survive. The only thing that might happen, it's possible, but it's very unlikely, is that if you are able, again, your illness doesn't allow this, but if you're able to start sweating, then it might bring down your fever. Anyway, getting back to the Rav says that this yeshiva needs so-and-so, this hospital needs so-and-so, and they start writing up a whole document. And they read the document in front of the chole in order to get his final approval. That these documents, as a daitaki, should now be binding, and he's giving away all his money. So as they're about to sign and seal the document, he starts yelling, hold on a second, ich schwitz, ich schwitz. Did you get the joke? You know? Some people start sweating when they realize that all that money is going to tzedakah, you know what I'm saying? So they brought him about the case of Schwitz. Rabosa, I don't know, are you going to Minyanim? Or I'm the only one who's... No, you're not going either. Anybody else or just me? You're also not going, Sammy. So, you know, I got very upset about it. You know, I feel, you know, being quarantined, I'm self-quarantined, but I feel kind of frustrated in many ways. But the one thing that was really bothering me was that I'm not davening Bitzibur. So I play a trick with myself. In the morning, I get a Vasikin. So there's a Shulchan Aruch that says that if you have a choice between Vasikin, Biyachidus, and davening Bitzibur, and it's not Vasikin, then you should daven Vasikin. I mean, nobody paskins like that, but that's in the books, you know, in Shulchan Aruch. So I that's how I justify myself. With Mincha Ma'ariv, I live literally next door to a Sephardic shul here in Har Nof, and I know exactly when they daven Mincha. That's 10 minutes later than the announcement time because they say Karbanos for 10 minutes. So what I do is I daven Mincha exactly at that time because there's one halach in Shulchan Aruch that if you can't daven Mitzibur. Anyway, I'm Bekitza Maisa, I'm playing all these mental gymnastic games to make myself feel a little less frustrated. So somebody sent me an email. I think it was Jerry Rosenfield. He sent me an email. This is a famous story about two brothers, the Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech and the Rebbe Rebbe Zusha. You remember that story? They used to hang around with some of the low-class people in Jewish society to try to give them chizuk. So on one occasion, they were literally hanging out with a gang of robbers, of, you know, Jewish mafia. And they got caught. And they got thrown into jail together with the gang. And they're sitting in jail. And all of a sudden, Reb Zusha gets up. And he starts, like, preparing himself. So Rebbe Elimelech, you know, the famous Noam Elimelech, he asks his brother, what are you doing? He says, I'm preparing myself for Mincha. It's almost time for the end of Mincha. So Reb Zusha says, do you see this pail? You can't daven Mincha. This pail is full of urine. So Reb Zusha sits down in his cell, and he's very depressed. He can't daven because there's a pail there. So then Rebbe Elimelech says to his brother, he says, you think that the Ratzon Hashem is to daven, and that's when you're happy. The Ratzon Hashem is that we don't daven, because we have a pail here, and we can't daven here. So Reb Zusha gets up, and he's, Mamish Besimcha, I'm being mekayim the Ratzon Hashem because I'm not davening. So he starts dancing with his brother Reb Elimelech, and they're dancing Besimcha. All of a sudden, the wardens, the goyim down the hall, they hear that these two yidden are dancing. What's going on over here? They hear the raucous. They're singing and dancing. So one of the other criminals in the other cell says to the warden, it's because of this pail. So the warden opens up the jail, you dirty Jews, and he takes the pail out. Anyway, so we have to feel pretty decent about the fact that Dushmartem Yoris Nafshel Seichem and Nevach, we can't go to Binyan. So Gemara says, Taima de Nimlach Shalo Litnam. The reason the Mishnah says that we can't return these shtaros is because maybe the Baal HaShtar changed his mind. He decided not to give him Ha'amar Tnu. But what would be if we go to the Baal or the Nosei Matana or the Adon, and we say to him, what's the story with this Evet, with this Shtar? So Amar Tnu, he says, you could give it. It means Nosnim. The implication of our Mishnah is that in such a case, we have no issue here, because even the Baal HaShtar who serves to lose money, he admits that he didn't drop the Shtar, but the other person, the recipient dropped the Shtar, then we should return the Shtar. He gives instructions that that the person who found the Shtar should deliver the Shtar. So we do so. Now, let's assume that diuk in our Mishnah applies straight across the board. Afilu lizman meruba, which means that it's been a long time since the shtar has disappeared off the face of the earth. And nevertheless, we couldn't care. We're going to deliver the shtar back to its owner because the Baal HaShtar says tnu. Ah, says the Gemara, wait a minute. We have problems here with this shtar. Why is that a reminu? We have a Mishnah in Masechta Gittin And the Mishnah says, "Amevi get the avad heimenu, a shliach brings a get, and he lost the get. If Mitzoli alter, he finds it immediately, then kosher, he's allowed to give the get. And we're not afraid that something fishy is going on with this get, but him lav, but if he didn't find the get immediately, then pasul. We don't know that the get that he found is definitely the get that was originally written. Maybe this is a different get. I mean, again, it's a little bit, statistically improbable that two men had the same names and they both wanted to divorce their wives, both of whom had the same names. But we really don't know if this get might be identical with another get that was written for another man, and therefore this is not a get that's kosher. Again, all this applies to a get which has to be written lishma. If we could mass produce gittin, which we can't do because we need lishma, then it'd be no problem. We can give this get, what difference does it make? Even if this is not the get, we'll give it now. We'll be the shliach on behalf of the Baal to deliver the get. But we can't do so if this is not the original get. Our Mishnah seems to assume that when we find a get on the street, we can deliver it over to the Isha, even if it's been a long time since this get has disappeared off the face of the earth. Why shouldn't we be choshesh that maybe, as the Mishnah says in Gittin, this is a different get, this is not the get that was originally written for this Baal, it's a get that was written for another Baal. So I want to show you here the Rashi, just one second. Rashi says, Mitzoli alter chosam mefarish kidei shetavor shayora v'tishre. Now I'm not sure what he means by the word v'tishre, but it means a certain amount of time has passed. In other words, we have to be afraid of another source for the get. Maybe this get is not the same get. So it's called Kadesha Tavar Shayara Vitishre. Ubisoch Kach Lekal Meimar, if it's within that time period of that, then we don't assume Sha'avra Sham, that some other Shayara came along, which had another get in that group, v'nafal, and it fell. Sherei lo shashir shetachne. Tachne means that it should encamp, right? So if it's a couple of minutes that passed by since the time that the get fell until the time that it was found by the shliach in this case, then we don't have any reason to assume that maybe it came from a different source. Okay. So Rashi comes up with this new halacha, a shir, in which it was before some other shayara could have pitched its camp. That's what we have here in Rashi. Now the truth is, in the Gemara Gittin that comments on this sugya, the Gemara doesn't mention Shayara at all. The Gemara mentions a holech derech. In other words, has anyone passed by in this area and possibly he could have dropped the shtar, and in other words, another get that's identical to this one. So again, there's a lot of discussion here about how Rashi, who makes it depend upon chanoya of a shayara, of a caravan, how Rashi can be reconciled with the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about an over derech, somebody passed by. and it sounds like as if one person passes by. So the possible way of defending Rashi is to say that Rashi relied on a different sugya in Masechet Ksubos, and there the Gemara says that in a case of a woman who Nebuch was raped, and the question is whether she's allowed to marry a Kohen, which means the question is whether the rapist was a Jew or non-Jew. So the Gemara says it depends on Shayoros, that if non-Jewish Shayoros came by in that area where she was Nebuch, this Maisa happened to her, then we could assume it came from the rove of that Shayora. But if there were no Shayoros, then it depends upon the city itself, the closest city, and we go bus a rove. Anyway, you see that in a case where something came from the outside, we could rely on Rov unless there was a Shayara that came by. In any event, the Gemara in Gittin doesn't rely on Shayaros, but Rashi says it all depends on Shayaros. But let's get back to our Stira. We have our Mishnah here in Masechet Bava Metzia, and the Mishnah says that Tnu would be fine, afilu lachar zman meruba. Why aren't we worried that maybe the get that we are finding is not the get that was written lishma by this Baal? Maybe there's an identical get that was written by another Baal for another Isha, and there's no lishma. Amar Rabba lo kasha, kan b'makom shashayaros mitzuyos. This is the Gemara in Gittin. V'kan b'makom she'ein hashayaros mitzuyos. In other words, even though the Gemara in Gittin is a little bit different than our Gemara Bava Metzia, Rashi was supported by the Gemara in Ksubos and the Gemara here. Everything depends upon Shayaros, Shayaros Mitzuyos. In other words, if there's Shayaros Mitzuyos, then we have to be concerned with the possibility that this is not the original get that was written for this Baal. But b'makom she'ein shayaros mitzuyos, then we have a right to assume that this is the same get that this particular Baal lost. Again, that's because the names of the get, both his get, his names and her names, are identical with this get. They match up with this get. And therefore, add to that the possibility that maybe there's someone else who gave the, you know, he gave a get to his wife, and this was that get, and there no shayaros mitzuyos, then we don't have to worry. So now the Gemara says the following: Vafilu b'makom shashayaros mitzuyos, even in the case where there is room to be concerned, maybe there's another get. The only time we have to assume that maybe there's another person with the same get, same name, excuse me, that's only if we know that there are two people with the same name, that's called Yosef and Shimon, in the city. Again, Yosef and Shimon is only the man's name. We have to also assume that there are two ladies that have the same name, and know that they're married to that man who's called Yosef and Shimon. Only in that case do we have a chashash that maybe this is not the identical get that was written lishma for the sake of a Baal. Is it enough that they are Shayaros Mitzuyos to raise the chashash that maybe the two Baal and Isha with the same names, and therefore there's another get, and this is not the right get, this one is not written Lishma? Well, no, it's not enough that they're Shayaros Mitzuyos. We have to know that there are two people with the same name. The Gemara calls it Yosef ben Shimon. Now, l'chora, Shayaros Mitzuyos in the Gemara Gittin means people from outside the city. It seems from this Gemara that it's not enough to raise a chashash that maybe the get came from outside the city. We need more than that. We need a chashash. Again, when I say chashash, in order not to return the get and apply our Mishnah of Lo Yachzir, that it came from the city, that this get came from within the city. So, for example, in the Gemara in Ksubis, the rape took place outside the city, and therefore it all depends upon Shayaros. If the rape took place inside the city, then it depends upon the Rov and the Miut of the Anshei Ha'ir. Are they Jews or not Jews? Our get, and this is what I think Rashi's point was that we read before in Rashi, was found in the city. If Luyetsuyer, you had a suffix that would be no lot outside the city, then it would totally depend upon Shayaris Mitsuyas or Ain Shayaris Mitsuyas. Now we have a principle called Achrei Rabim Lahatos. We rely on a rov. The whole issue of rov here doesn't seem to play a role. We know that there's one other couple in the entire city that have the same identical names. And that itself is enough to generate a suffix. We have an Ashes Ish who's claiming that she received a get. We're not going to allow her to get the get because there's some Yosef and Shimon who's married to Rachel Bas Yehuda, you know, somewhere in the city. It's a pella. And the only way of explaining this, I think, is with what's called a Cheskas Ashes Ish. The Gemara says, "Ein davar she'be'er v'pachas mishnayim," that if a woman has a cheskas eishes ish, we cannot be matir her without two edim. The only exception is misas habaal. If we have testimony of one aid that her husband died, but even then, it's got to be combined with something called isha daiku mitzvah. And the whole sugya there, amok atorah mita leirecha. But barring that exception, a woman has a cheskas eishes ish, we will not return the get to her without two eidim. And we don't have two eidim. Because once there's a logical possibility, a theoretical possibility, that maybe this isn't the get, despite the fact that the rov would certainly indicate that this is the get, because it has the same names on it, we can't be mater an eishes ish. So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you. The Elo Temach, if you don't agree with me, that we have to have a Huchzak Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, Kasha Derabba Derabba. We have a question, a stira, between one ruling of Rabba and the other. Dahu Gita, Dishtakach Be Dina Derav Huna, Davi Kosuv Be Bishviri Masa Dial Rochis Nara, in Shviri, which is located on the banks of Rachis, of a river named Rachis. So now we have a Shliach who's bringing a get from Shviri, and now he claims he lost the get. Omer Avhuna, here we turn to Yudches Amid Beis, Chayshinon L'Shnei Shviri. Maybe there are two cities by the name of Shviri. And this get was written for some other Baal who came from another Shviri. Very interesting. Usually the Makom HaGet is a Raya that this is the get. This is the right get. But now, we're talking about a town that has a twin city somewhere else with the same name. Even though, again, we're talking about Shviri, Al-Nar, what was it called? Al-Rochis Nara. Al-Nar Rochis. Not only that, where is this other Shviri that has a Baal and an Isha with these identical names? So again, right now, we're up to Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna is of the opinion that we have to worry about the possibility that there's another Shviri. And all this is because the Shliach dropped the get. Amalei Rav Chisda l'Rabba. Rav Chisda heard about this psak of Rav Huna, and he turns to Rav and he says, "Poke ayin ba. Can you do me a favor and look this over? Maybe think it over. Dili urta boy minach Rav Huna, because tomorrow or tonight, Rav Huna is going to ask you about this." Nafak Dok V'Ashkach, Rabbah investigated it, and he came to the conclusion that we could return the get. Why? Disnan, we have a Mishnah in Masechta Bava Metzia, which is the very next Mishnah here, and it says, Kol Maisa Bezin Areze Yachzir. In other words, the Gemara is going to say that if Bezdin, in addition to the two Eidim, they put their seal on the get, then we could return it. So who's ever written in the as the Balashtar. So in other words, Rabbah analyzed this Mishnah, which is here on Daf Chav, and he came to the conclusion, which is exact opposite conclusion of Huna, that if it was a Maisa Bezdin, then we could return the Shtar. Now, what does that have to do with Rabbah, who says that Hu Shehuchzeku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon Be'ir? So Gemara explains, Ve'ha Beidina Rav Huna, the Bezdin Rav Huna Dechi Makom Shashayaris Mitzuyas Dami. Right, there are plenty of Shayaris coming back and forth in the area of the Bezdin Rav Huna. V'kaposhet Rabbah diachzir, and yet Rabbah said in that particular location, we're going to return the get. Why? Because it has the name of the town, it has the name of the Baal, it has the name of the Isha. Everything stims. Everything fits into place. And yet Rabbah paskins that we can return, and therefore I should say Rabbah paskins that we can return the get. Alma, we see that we don't know about another Baal with the same name and another Isha with the same name. All we know is the name of the Baal and Isha written in this get. We know it's this particular city that was named here by Shviri. And even though the Shayaris Mitsuyos, maybe some caravan took in a get from Yenemisveld, from outside of this city of Shviri, that has the same names, nevertheless, Rabbah advocates returning the get to the Isha, Alma. I huksaku shnei Yosef ben Shimon in, Ilolo. Ilolo means we don't have to be concerned in a case of where we only know in this city one person by that name. We don't have to be concerned about the possibility that the Shayaros coming from outside the city were bringing a get from a different Shviri with the same name of the Baal of the Isha. Everything depends upon this city. So now we have a final conclusion. The Mishnah says, by implication, that we can return the get if the Baal says the magic word Tnu, even if a long period of time have gone by. Such a long period of time that Shayaris Mitsuyos. How do we return such a get? Maybe one of the Shayars dropped a get from Yenemsville, and that get had the same names. The answer is, it all depends upon the city. Huchzeku or lo huchzeku. So I told you before that we cannot be matir in Eishes Ish, because she has a cheskas Eishes Ish, unless we have two Eidim. Now, the Eidim are signed on the shtar, but they don't know whether the shtar was delivered or not. First of all, because they're not here to testify. that would be Eidei Mesira. And secondly, because it could be that they were commissioned to write the shtar and the Baal changed his mind and he decided not to give the shtar. So where are your two Eidim over here? And the answer is that the Baal is Neman. Why is the Baal Neman? And the answer is that the Baal, who's the Mischayev, has the rights or the... Now, that's not a good word. He has the status of determining Tfisas HaShtar. Why? Because since he could give the shtar, he could also establish that he gave the shtar. Why are we being Matir Har as an Eishes Ish? Because of the two Eidim written in the shtar. The two Eidim don't know that the shtar was delivered. She's not holding on to the shtar that would prove that the shtar was delivered her. The answer is, the Baal's testimony will serve to prove that this get was delivered. And why? Because he's the one who delivers the get. But there's only one problem. Is this the same get? That's not a Dorosh HaBe'erev. That's already an issue of Hashavas Aveda. And in Hilchas Hashavas Aveda, we have what's called Machzirin Aveda B'Simonim, which means that it could be I'm giving back an Aveda to this guy. I'm saying, oh, he claims it's his. Well, maybe somebody else dropped this Aveda. What right do I have to take this Aveda and give it to him? The answer is because he has a Simon. And his Simon is going to prove to me that there's a scratch here on the top of the pen, on the right side. This is the pen that he dropped. What's the Simon in the case of a get? How do we know that this is the get that she dropped? We believe that the Baal gave her the get, but we don't know if this is the get. She needs two Aiden. The Baal is not two Aiden. And the answer is, here the Simon of the get is enough Hashavas Aveda. We don't have to be choshesh that this particular get fell from a different Baal and a different Isha. Why? Because lo huchsaku Yosef ben Shimon be'ir. To the best of our knowledge, there's only one Yosef ben Shimon in this city. And that's a Simon Mufa. That's enough for Simon to allow the returning of the get. But again, when we say returning of the get, where are the Eidim? And the answer is that the Baal, since he has the koach to be Moser the get, he also has the koach to say, this was the get that I gave to her. Give it back to her. She dropped the get. And that's his koach nemanus. But at the end of the day, we're not going to be matir this Isha based on his claim and his testimony. We're going to be matir the Isha based on the get. She's not holding on to the get. The answer is she's holding on to the get. How does she magically gain a tfisas baal ashtar? And the answer is because the Baal could determine who is this baal ashtar, who is holding on to the shtar. And he delivered the shtar, and now he's telling, give the shtar back to the Isha. He's believed, just like he's capable, and the Torah invested in the koch of Gerishin to be most of the shtar, the Kosav and Nosan. Now we could say she's the Baal Ashtar. Maybe this is not the same Shtar. There's no Huksak Shnei Yosef and Shimon Be'ir. Is Memela, what is the issue here about Shayaris Mitzuyos? Let's go back. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says we cannot give back the Shtar unless the shliach found the shtar immediately. Our Mishnah seems to imply that we can return the shtar if the Baal says tenu, even after a certain period of time. In the case of the shliach, we're afraid that maybe this is not the same get. So much time elapsed since he dropped the shtar, since he dropped the get. Here the Gemara says that Khan b'mokom shashayos mitzuyos, kan b'mokom she'en shayos mitzuyos. Says Rabba, all right, it's a case of mokom shashayos mitzuyos, but that's not the end of the story. Shayaris Mitsuyos is only one condition. There has to be a second condition. When the Mishnah says in Get, in Gittin, that we won't return the shtar to the shliach if a certain period of time has passed, that's because the Mishnah is saying that two conditions have been met. We have a chashash within the city, and we have a chashash from outside the city. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. And that means that it was, first of all, Shayaris Mitsuyos, and secondly, it was Huchzak Shnei Yosef ben Shimon Be'ir. So Mimonafshah, whether we talk about the city itself, we have a chashash that maybe somebody else dropped it. What's your simon here? The names? Well, there are other people with the same names. Number two, we have a chashash that maybe the get came from outside the city, and it's Shayaris Mitsuyos, and therefore we cannot give back this get. And that's a problem in Hashavas Aveda. But if we're missing one of those two conditions, either it's Lo Huxaku Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, and that's going to be the case that Rabbah addresses to Rav Huna, and if it's Ein Shayaris Mitsuyos, so then we can give back the get. Okay, then that's what we want to accomplish here for today in Masechta Bamitzvah. And B'li Neder will get back to our Sugya on Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, but we need a little bit of time for that. So I thought it was meaningful to get this Sugya in because it puts Shtaros into a broader perspective. If anyone's interested, we're going to be learning a very interesting issue in Yoredeya now about Kavana, both in Shechita and in Mitzvos in general.